outstanding Angels catcher, and a pleasure to have him back on the program. Jeff Mathis joins us now live. Jeff, how are you, man?
Doing good. How you guys?
Doing well, man. It's good to have you back on. Thank you. Thanks for the time. I know it's been a long day. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
How are things going for you so far?
It's going good. Going good. We've been working hard and getting after it and trying to get ourselves ready to get this thing cranked up.
And how was that intra-squad game today? I mentioned you were behind the plate with Irvin Santana. How did that go?
It went well. It went well. Irvin looked good and was throwing the ball well and, you know, hitting some spots. And I think he went an inning and pitched well. And, you know, I think we're ready to get this thing going tomorrow.
Now that's great. And, yeah, it's good to hear you say that, because I was going to ask you, Jeff, I mean, with the Cactus League opener coming up tomorrow, I know we as fans, you know, we get pumped up. We can't wait for the games to start, even though they're spring training games, but we just get excited for that to start. You get the same way too?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a game.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We compete, and
yep.
You know, that's part of us, our upbringing, and you know, just why we're here. And you know, anytime we have a game going on, and you know, it's scheduled, and we're in the lineup, we're competing and getting after it for sure.
All right. Well, hey, you know, Jeff, as you know, this spring some of your teammates are gone. Some new faces have come in. There's some question marks. You know, who's going to bat leadoff? Who's going to be the ace? What about Brandon Wood? But one thing we can count on, Jeff, as you know, every year, the Mathis Napoli columns. I know you get the, you know, why we ask you both about it questions, and you're a pro about that. I know you understand it, but even with that said, you know, how tough is that to keep talking about that?
Well, I mean it's something we've dealt with for a long time now. I mean, and it's something that we give the same answer to every time it's asked. I mean, you know, we're friends and we both like to compete, and we come into the clubhouse every day hoping to be in the lineup, and if we're not, we're supporting another guy, and you know, that's how it's been for a while, and you know, that's how it will continue to be this year.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And I've read your quotes, and I know Mike Napoli himself, they made the comment that, yeah, you know, we're still good, but he kind of joked, yeah, we feel like we kind of need to get away from each other at this point, because you both, I mean, every year you guys keep getting better.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, we know there's going to be a point to where we're definitely going to have to split up, you know, and, you know, go our separate ways, and, you know, that's part of it. And, you know, like I said, we both feel like we're ready to play every day, and, you know, and just right now we're not in that point in our career, and, you know, eventually that's what it's going to come to, and, you know. You know, like I said, that's just part of the game.
Hasn't affected your friendship at all, though, has it?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. Like I said, we back each other 100%, yeah. And, you know, that's been from day one.
All right, Angels catcher Jeff Mathis with us here live on AM 830. Hey, Jeff, remember we had you on around this time last spring, and we talked about all the hitting work that you did at your home in those cages in Florida. And, you know, maybe the numbers weren't what you wanted all season long, but if I remember correctly, you know, when the team really started to crank it up in June, you were a big part of that, and of course you had the monster finish in the playoffs. So, you know, so with that said, how did you feel about that, and how are you feeling now?
Well, you know, getting a lot of confidence coming out of that, you know, that postseason, and just the success I had. I mean, yeah, you know, that was exciting, that was fun, but just tried to take that off over into, you know, my off season and continue that and keep working on the things that I did towards the end of the year, and you know, just trying to bring them into spring training.
583 in the ALCS, 5 doubles, including that walk-off winner in Game 3. I mean, that was just awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the most fun times of my life, and, you know, just an awesome moment to have all the guys out there. And, you know, just actually that whole series and that whole, like, week, it was, you know, it was a blur, it was a blast, and, you know, hopefully we can get back there and try it out again.
All right, well, hey, Jeff, as you know, Mike Socia, the catcher's job starts with defense, and I thought Mike paid you the ultimate compliment late last season when he said when you were behind the plate, that it was like having an extra pitching coach on the field. You know, how do you feel when you hear something like that?
Well, yeah, it means a lot, especially the way that we, you know, value catching and our defense back there, because that's number one. I mean, we both know that, and they stress that. Ever since we've been in camp, you know, our first year in camp, so that's just something that we, you know, we try to focus on and have that offense secondary. But that's a great compliment, especially coming from him, and you know, just, you know, all the things that he's done in his career, and you know, it's just nice to hear stuff like that out of him.
And Jeff, along those lines, I mean, do you feel like your relationship, your connection with Mike Socia has broadened as time has gone on? I mean, do you feel like you're on the same page, and you know, that must be kind of cool when you have that level?
Oh yeah, I mean we've been together for a while now. I mean, I know I haven't been up there, you know, but about 3.5 years, but we've been in camps together, you know, spring training camps, and you know, he stresses the same thing every year, and I mean, you know, I just try to take everything in that he says and you know, apply it in my game, and you know, it's just a relationship that we've established over these past, I mean, I guess it's been like 6-7 years now that I've been coming here, and you know, I'm just happy to have a manager like that on your side, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Angels catcher Jeff Mathis with us live from Tempe, Arizona on the eve of the Cactus League opener tomorrow against the White Sox. We'll have it for you live right here on AM 830. That's going to be a 2 o'clock start our time. Hey, Jeff, I wanted to ask you, you know, you arrived in camp after winning your arbitration case. How difficult was that, if you can talk about that at all? And are you okay with it now moving forward?
Well, yeah, I mean, I tell people it was one of the most interesting 24 hours of my life. I mean, yeah, you know, you hear about how bad it is and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, it's part of it. It's part of baseball. It's part of the game and, you know, part of the business. And, you know, I understood what was going to happen going into it. And, you know, yeah, it did come out, you know, in my favor. And, you know, I am real happy about that, and just happy that all of it's over and that I'm in spring training and, you know, getting ready for the season.
Yeah, no hard feelings?
No, not at all. I mean, that's just, you know, like I said, that's part of it.
Right. Good. Okay. Well, hey, let's talk about the pitching staff. I know you've had some good ones over the years, but Jeff, top to bottom, could this maybe be the best?
We have a very good staff. I mean, to say it's the best, I don't know, but I can tell you we got a very good staff. You know, this is the five we're going to throw out there in the rotation and the guys in the bullpen. It's you know, like I tell people, it's very exciting to get to work with these guys and see what, you know, what's going to happen this year.
Yeah, and tell us if you can about some of the new guys. I know you've only been there for a little over a week, so you don't know everybody, but the new guys, Joel Pinero, Fernando Rodney, Brian Stokes, how have they looked? What's it been like to catch them?
Well, I mean, I can tell these guys have been working hard. You know, they get after it, you know, already a plus in the clubhouse for sure. And, you know, I've been able to catch a couple of them and see their stuff. And, you know, like I said, just exciting to see. I can't wait to get to work with those guys in games.
And, you know, Jeff, I know you've maybe caught some of this, maybe you haven't, but all the talk about the Angels not having a true ace or who will be the ace of this staff with that grade five, I'm kind of hoping that will be a nice little source of motivation for that group.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you know, and it's nice to have an ace and all that kind of stuff, but you need five. I mean, you need five guys there that are going to get it done for you day in and day out. And I think we got a very strong five. And like I said, I mean, the only way I can describe it is excited to see those guys work and go out there every fifth day.
All right. Hey, Jeff, last couple things before I let you go. John Lackey is gone, as I mentioned. I know, Jeff, that he's a friend of yours. And I have to say, personally, I was kind of disappointed when he told one of the Boston writers that Red Sox fans were more passionate than Angel fans. That kind of bothered me. But what's it been like, though, in camp without John, without Figgy, without Vladdy, without Darren Oliver? Is there any kind of a different vibe, different feel?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of different faces in there for sure. But, I mean, the feel's the same. The goal's the same. You know, the work ethic's the same. But, I mean, you know, like you said, I was good friends with John. And, you know, I was friends with all those guys, but really close to John. And, I mean, it's different not having him there and, you know, him being around. But, you know, it's time for us to move on and get to know these new guys and just get on with the 2010 season.
All right. And final question, Jeff. And I think I know what you're going to say, but you guys take the Yankees to six in the ALCS, come as close as you guys did. Great season. Does that kind of set the tone, if you will, for this season? Does that, you know, kind of?
Well, yeah, I mean, just like everything. I mean, you know, that was fun, and we came up short, and that's motivation in itself right there to be so close, you know, to our goal to get into the World Series and winning it. You know, it's obviously going to motivate us and get us ready for the season. And, you know, I see all the guys working hard and, you know, getting in shape and getting ready to get after it.
All right. Well, hey, Jeff, we're really looking forward to it again. We're pumped up that the Cactus League opener is tomorrow, but we're really, really excited about the season. I know Angel fans love to hear from you, love to hear how things are going for you. So thank you for the time, especially after your day today. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you during the season.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good one.
Angels catcher Jeff Mathis with us here live on AM 830.